The Rambam said, Mitzvahs Yom Yidal Lidekvar Vayoros Yom Tezvav Lidekvachem Liyosan Yom Simcha Mishta Mishloach Manos Lireyum Atanos Avyonim. So those days are the days of Asiya, as defined by Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avyonim here is being conceptualized within that framework as well. This is as opposed to what the Rambam said previously, that in terms of the Isser Hesped Vitainis, that's universal, that's practiced as Shol Zeh Bazeh V'Shol Zeh Bazeh. Umutar b'asiyas malacha, right, as the Gemara in Daf Hei said, Yom Tov lo kiblu alayu v'afal pichin in ro'oi lasos ba malacha, amru chachamim, kol ha'osim malacha b'yom purim, eno ro'a siman bracha la'olam. So Yehuda, I just wanted to introduce you the concept, right? Sometimes you could have an Isser Malacha, which is pursuant to Kedusha Sayom. Here, this is definitively not the case. It's not a Kedusha Sayom, right? Obviously, it's no Korban Musaf to Rabbanan, but there's no Kedusha Sayom which is invested. But the idea is that an Isser Malacha is pursuant, not the Kedusha Sayom, as it is with Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, or Yantif, or Chol HaMoed, but here the Isser Malacha is pursuant to competition with the theme of the day. Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, so that should express itself. Yom Mishta V'Simcha Mishloach Manos L'Reim Matanos Avyonim. And Asiyas Malacha competes with that, which is why when we learn the Gemara inside in Daf Hei, right, there were various lines in the Gemara that suggested that a Malacha that didn't compete with the theme of the day, right, Netiyah Shol Simcha, would not be a problem, right, because it's not an Isser Malacha that's pursuant to Kedusha Sayom, it's an Isser Malacha that's pursuant to competition with the theme of the day. Again, this is kind of like a knas that you, you know, failing to recognize the significance of the day. So all the Nosei Kelim point out that this seems to be inconsistent with the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that it's dafka, that there's a chiyav. So Lecha Mishnah in particular is bothered by this, and as a discussion here, how's the Rambam saying that it's permissible to distribute Matanos Avyonim on that day? So before getting to the answer to Lecha Mishnah, I just wanted to emphasize one thing. The Rambam had a little bit of a chiddush over here, which may explain his shita down here. Right? You notice that the Rambam says, "Yidalid nekvar vayaros yom tisvav lekvrachim." These are days of simcha mishta mishloach manos areyim umatanos avyonim. That the Rambam conceptualized matanos avyonim not as it did in kriyas megillah, the way that we were saying up until now, the way that it sounds in the Gemara, but as an expression of yom mishta v'simcha. So if that's true, so the Rambam's formulation is still needs to be understood, but less surprising, right? In Chilkumos Avyonim Biyom Kriyasan Yatsu, right? Because the Rambam says fundamentally it really belongs to the theme of Yom Mishta V'Simcha. So Lecha Mishnah presents the question in terms of the Shita of Yosef, why can't you read the Megillah on Shabbos? Name Nesuos B'Mikra Megillah. So it sounds like it's an obligation to do that. Otherwise, if it's just that you're allowed to do it, so why not read it on Shabbos? So he answers, Halav Milsa He Klal, the Bishlam Akshana Yicholim Lechalik B'Yom Yudal V'Tezvav Atzmo, V'Ada Yechluka B'Yom Hakdima Rishus. Aval Kshena Yichol Nechol Lechalik B'Yom Apurim Atzmo, Kamo Heichad Yisrami B'Shabbos. Is as vade dechuka biyom akdima chashav mibnei sheneim shalniim nesuos the mikra megillah. So the Lecha Mishnah fundamentally distinguishes between the cases. He says it's one thing for the Rambam to say that as long as Yom Yidalad and Tesvav are still available in our back pocket, that the distribution of matanos avyonim b'shas kriya is only a rishus. But the Gemara was dealing with a different situation when Yidalad, the Yom itself, falls out on Shabbos. Of course, on that day, if you were going to read the Megillah on that day, then it's not a rishus. Then it's actually a chiyah, which, by the way, fits into our analysis very well here, that there's really two elements of Matanos Avyonim. There is certainly the connection to Mikra Megillah, but then there's the connection to the day itself. And that's exactly what he's saying. Right? On the day itself, so then that would be a reason to, you know, not read the Megillah on that day. Very good. All right, so we will hold it up there. Enjoy today.
Thank you.
Okay, and you will be missed.
Thank you.
Okay.